84,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 14,000 fewer than the previous week's total, and it now continues a two-and-a-half-year string of weekly jobless claims below 300,000. Experts had been expecting 302,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week because of the impact of Hurricane Harvey. I'm Chris Barnes.
Former White House spokesman Sean Spicer appeared on the Jimmy Kimmel TV show. He spoke about his differences with Anthony Scaramucci and why he stepped down from his position.
I just didn't feel as though he had the qualifications to work in the communications office. My view was is that if I'm going to have to partner with somebody that I don't believe had the skill set to execute the job, then it was incumbent upon me to either step aside or make my voice known.
For more news and a look behind the headlines, join us online at usaradio.com.
It's easy to get the timeless look of hardwood for your home with great flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 10 to 23% off all Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate. Save big on wood-look waterproof floors, like 47% off Prairie Oak wood-look tile. Or choose solid pre-finished hardwood, including exotic styles, and get discount prices from $2.99, plus more deals from 39 cents and special financing. Now is the time. Get to your local Lumber Liquidators today.
A major hotel chain said they're not going to work with law enforcement to stop illegal immigration after two of their local franchisees were caught working with law enforcement. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Motel 6 says employees at two locations in the city sent a list of all the guests in the motels to Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents every morning. At least 20 people were arrested between February and August of this year. The motel chain giant says the policy was set at the local level and senior executives had no idea about the practice, which has since been stopped. I'm Jason Campidonia.
The North Korean government again rattling their sabers over new sanctions placed on them by the UN. Here's correspondent John Clemens.
The threats were in response to the new restrictions on all shipments of fuel to North Korea and for a total ban on textile exports. According to Suzanne Schulte of the North Korea Freedom Coalition, the Pyongyang regime should not only fear retaliation, but its own citizens.
There's nothing that Kim Jong-un fears more than his own people. It's because over 30,000 people have escaped. Crimes against humanity are occurring in North Korea. And that's what Kim Jong-un fears. He fears his own people.
I'm John Clemens.
Several Marines are critically injured after a training exercise in the San Diego area. More than a dozen Marines were on an amphibious assault vehicle when it crashed and went up in flames Wednesday at Camp Pendleton. Officials say the crash left six Marines in critical condition, nine others badly hurt. USA Radio News.
And our weather for today is scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible. It'll be cloudy with a high near 80, southwest wind around 9 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 50%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch are possible. Tonight we're going to have a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m. and then a chance of showers between 11 and 4 a.m. It's going to be a low around 60, and the chance of precipitation for this evening is 30%. Friday, we have a chance of showers. Friday night, the showers continue. Saturday, scattered showers. And Sunday, it'll be sunny again with a high near 81. Monday's mostly sunny, and so is Tuesday. And then we go Wednesday, mostly sunny. We're going to just have a bunch of sunshine coming up. But we got to get through this gloomy time first. Let's see. It is... Okay, hold on. I'm working on it. It's currently 78 degrees in Flemington, New Jersey. Well, you waited for that. Was it worth it? Okay. Stay tuned for Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. That's right, Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. We're coming back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we're back, and it's Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. It has been a long hiatus. I managed to take the summer off to take care of some business that I have going on, and I'm glad to be back in the studio and to be able to have your company again. If any time during this conversation you'd like to call in and ask my guests a question, you're welcome to do that to 908-237-0410. That's 908-237-0410. And I have Alan Rigoletto in the studio with me today. Hi, Alan. It's good to have you in. I've got the wrong mic on. There we go. Now you're with me. We'll get this straight sooner or later. That's what happens when you go away for a while. We've got big news to talk about today. I know that you're a musician in your own right, and we're going to talk about music today. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
So
I'm always excited to talk about music.
Yeah. Well, I know that you're down in the Lambertville area, right?
Yes.
Yourself. Yeah. And you belong to a group or so, mm-hmm. One or more? How many are you?
Well, in the Lambertville area, I belong to a group called Piranesia. I brought a CD for you here.
Oh,
so we actually just released that on June 25th. We had a big release show at Prallsville Mills in Stockton.
Nice.
But as a musician, I also do a lot of solo work. I play classical guitar at weddings and private events and everything. Mm-hmm. And then I also I play with an Irish group. And that's the only other group I play with right now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But great. And then you're very involved with this World Music Day.
Yes.
That's coming up, which is local here. And tell me exactly where people can find World Music Day.
Well, World Music Day is taking place on October 1st, which is a Sunday.
Yeah.
From noon to 6.
Okay.
It's going to be at Deer Path Park, which is 120 West Woods Church Road. In Flemington, which is, you know, just about 5 to 7 minutes north of Flemington Center. So
yeah, it's near the YMCA.
Yes, right. Same
okay.
entrance.
Terrific. And so we've got a laundry list of people here that are, oh, no, instruments.
Yeah,
look,
we have
at these.
All the instruments.
All these instruments are on this poster. And there are some really cool sounding instruments here that a lot of people don't really get an opportunity to ever hear the name of.
Yeah.
I mean, guitar, sure.
Yeah, we have some common instruments listed as well.
But dol and dobro and violin, mandolin, accordion, tabla, sousaphone, dunun, saxophone, shakuhachi?
Yep.
Native American flute, mabira, djembe, trumpet, nicola harpa. See, this is really challenging me. I'm spot reading here.
No, you're doing well.
congas, timbales, bongos, shakere, ndombek, rik, davul, and trombone. Boy, at least we ended with one I knew the name of.
Yeah.
What an interesting list.
Yeah, and all of those instruments will be there on October 1st.
How exciting.
Except I think there might not be a trombone. So
oh, please. There should be 76 of them. And I love this. There's going
to
be jam sessions as well as live performances.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's nice when people do on the spot just creating music together. I love that.
Yeah, we'll have a bluegrass jam and a jazz jam.
Nice.
So the whole thing with World Music Day is it's kind of a holistic approach to music where you have performances where you can listen to music being played live. And then we also have kid-friendly music workshops where we have Andy Wasserman, who is a world music aficionado. He's one of the owners of, a good 40% of the instruments on that list. And he's going to be teaching three different music workshops for children, including one about Native American music, one about West African music, and one about Afro-Cuban music called A Voyage to Bongo Land. So that is going to be interactive, kid-friendly workshops. And then you also have the opportunity to play, if you're a musician, with the jazz and bluegrass jams.
Wait, you mean people who are attending can bring a musical instrument with them and just Get in on the action.
Yeah, if you play jazz or bluegrass, you're welcome to come by and play along.
Oh, that sounds so exciting. And that, now I'm going to pray for good weather.
Yeah. Oh,
good weather would be.
I've been praying for good weather since October 1st, 2016.
That sounds like great fun. I love it. And this is probably something that is perfect for the whole family.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the biggest reasons why it's perfect for the whole family is because it's completely free. Everything is free.
I love free.
Parking is free.
Wow. You can't get better than free.
Yeah. You really can't.
Well, unless people want to pay you to come.
Yeah.
But
we don't have that in our budget.
Highly unlikely. So that is wonderful. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Now, I would love to play some music because we're talking about music.
Absolutely.
And you have some on your phone there that you want to just plug in. Tell us what, give us a lead in to what you want to play.
Well, I have music queued up for all of our main stage acts. Well, I have music queued up for every single musician we'll have there. As you can see on the poster here, and for those listening at home, we have these World Music Day posters posted all over the county. So you probably will find one in your favorite cafe or bagel shop or, you know, just look around and you'll see them. They're beautiful color posters. You have a nice blue sky with clouds and green fields. It's an illustration of Deer Path Park.
Lovely.
So our featured act on the main stage this year is a band called Red Barat, which I'm incredibly excited to have with us this year. Red Barat is a 8-piece. It's so fun to describe what kind of music they play. They play a combination of a special Indian wedding dance called Bhangra, which is the music that's being played as the bride and groom, so to speak, make their procession.
Okay.
And it's very, very percussive, very drum heavy. And they combine it with sounds from all over the world, especially from America, including funk, hip-hop, there's some rock in there. So,
oh, my.
And brass bands, like a New Orleans second line, so it's a really, really interesting mix of music, and very high energy, very fun, and they're an internationally touring group. So it's,
now, when you're talking about this mix of music, you're talking about overall, not just in one song, or are you?
Well, some songs will hit upon different styles more than others.
Yes.
But for the most part, just their sound is this. There is the constant of the Indian wedding procession because of this instrument here, the dhol, which is spelled D-H-O-L. The leader of the group plays this. It's a very large drum that you hang around your neck.
Okay.
It's about, you know, it looks kind of like an oil barrel, and you hit it with two curved sticks. So
interesting.
Yeah, so it's a very loud, very, you know.
This sounds very educational to go to something like this.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's listen to one of their members.
Okay. Let's see.
Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
And we're back with Ruth Ann Celebration Hour. It's kind of odd to be in on a Thursday, so I just want to let people understand that I'm pre-recording this show because I know I'm going to be out of town at the time that it's going to be aired during my time slot. So if you're listening to this on a Monday, you know that it's a recorded show that you're listening to, so don't try calling in. It's not going to happen. But if you're listening on a Thursday, you might be listening to this live. If you didn't get it off of the website, it's 908-237-0410 if you have a question for Alan Rigoletto. We're busy talking about World Music Day, and that's going to be at Deer Path Park on the 1st of next month, so October 1st. That's going to be from noon until 6 p.m. It sounds like a really awesome time to take your family out and have a good chance to be introduced to a lot of interesting instruments and music stylings. So I think this is really cool. Tell us something else that we're going to hear at this place.
Okay. Well, so we just heard from our featured performer, Red Barat.
That's an interesting name.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Barat, actually, that is the name of that wedding processional I was talking about. So it's called a barat. And the color red is kind of equivalent to the color white in Indian wedding. You know, so the bride wears white in our weddings, and in an Indian wedding, the bride wears red. So
royally. Royalty.
Yeah, exactly. So, so that it's the name of the band is completely centered around that Indian wedding tradition. Yeah.
How about it? Okay,
So, and they do a lot of business playing Indian weddings over in New York City and the surrounding area. So
not surprising.
Yeah.
Well, that was a very unique sound that they had. I really enjoyed that. It just had so many different flavors all mixed in.
Yeah, yeah.
It really was very interesting to listen to and to try to stay still during.
Yeah. Yeah.
You find your head just kind of moving along with the groove, you know?
Well, you don't have to worry about staying still at World Music Day.
That's great.
We have plenty of space. It's a 104-acre park, so.
Hey. Now, you have a lot of music with you today, and I think it's fun just to be able to listen to some of it. What
Absolutely.
Else do you have on there?
Well, I'll just go backwards in our schedule of the main stage performers. We are having an act back from last year. Last year was the first ever World Music Day, and we had the drum and dance ensemble called Groove Merchant, which is the resident ensemble of the Drum and Dance Learning Center in Lawrenceville, New Jersey.
Okay.
And they are also a very percussive combination of a lot of different styles of music. But there are 10 pieces that also includes dancing as well. And the dancing is a fusion of a lot of different styles, but it's primarily Middle Eastern belly dance. So they have really intricate outfits, and they do a lot of really cool dance routines.
Nice.
All fused with Middle Eastern percussion, African percussion, American influences. So it's a really, really fun, very high energy performance. And they really
How many dancers are we talking about?
Well, it's a 10-piece group, and I believe it was half and half. I have to look it up again, but I believe it was five dancers.
I'm not going to hold
drummers.
You to it.
Yeah, I could be off by one or two.
I didn't know if we had dozens of people dancing or two. You know, so
they fill up the stage. It's
So
it's a very, very cool show.
Excellent. Well, let's hear one of their numbers.
Yeah. So this and so the recording that they have. This is a recording that they released in 2015 called Danza, and you can get it in all the different digital outlets for purchasing music, as you could the same thing with the Red Barat album. So this song is called Rahat.
Wonderful. I love just having a lot of rhythm like that. And we were sitting here trying to figure out how many instruments we're playing. It's fun to be able to distinguish the different sounds in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And without having the visual, try to figure out what the band looks like.
Yeah.
It's neat looking.
Well, it's funny, also, since they're a drum and dance ensemble, you have to imagine the dancers on stage as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So there's a big visual aspect that we're missing with the recording. But
oh, that sounds like it would really be a delight to have them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were there last year, you say?
They were there last year, yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, I can appreciate that they bring so much to the table that it's worth a second look.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So between them and Red Barat, you're going to be so tired after World Music Day from all the dancing and moving around that, you know, you'll have to go lay down when you get home.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah. I know I'm going to have to go lay down.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and have some news and weather, and we'll be back momentarily. So everybody just hang in there with us. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The president and the chief of staff called me from Air Force One today to discuss what was discussed. And it was a discussion, not an agreement or a negotiation.
Republican Paul Ryan speaking to reporters today after Democrats Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi claim they reached a deal with President Trump over DACA. Ryan said that he spoke to the president directly and that no deal was made, although advancements in negotiations took place. While much of the attention spent on Florida and Hurricane Irma, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says there is still much work to do in his state.
One of the largest tasks that we are dealing with right now is the process of debris removal. It is going fast, but candidly not fast enough.
President Trump visited Florida today. He praised first responders and FEMA for their efforts in helping those who suffered from the storm. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had some ulcer issues on my leg that I had from Vietnam. It would erupt on occasion of periods of stress. When I was taking juices, you know, these ulcers had disappeared, but I was not able to get good quality fruits and vegetables to make good juices. And, you know, these ulcers came back. But since I've been taking the fruit and the veggie capsules, these ulcers again have subsided.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
And we have weather. Let's see what our forecast is. We have rain happening through Saturday, so be ready for it. 50 to between 30% and 50% chance of rain showers between now and Saturday night. Sunday, the sun is coming out again, and that's a terrific thing. And that's going to go into the week. But we have temperatures in the low 60s and some dampness. So we're going to grow some grass, okay? And get ready for our pumpkin season coming up. That's what we've got right now. Currently, it's 78 degrees in Flemington, New Jersey. And we are looking at 5:33 p.m. We're currently in Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. This is a pre-recorded show, and I'm here with Alan Rigoletto. And we're talking about World Music Day. We've been hearing some really nice pieces. And I just want to keep up that theme going, because I know Alan has his phone full of music, and I want you to hear some of this stuff so you're encouraged to come out on October 1st from noon to 6 p.m. in Deer Path Park in Flemington, excuse me. Who's the next one up?
Well, this is in a completely different direction. The next one we have is a more local group called Hub Hollow, and they are a more of a bluegrass Americana band.
I just love the names these bands come up with for themselves.
Yeah.
Hub Hollow.
Hub Hollow, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I always want to include some sort of American folk music because, of course, we are part of the world. So, being that we have the bluegrass jam and everything, we wanted to get a bluegrass performer as well.
Okay.
And Hub Hollow is pretty well known in the central New Jersey area and also in North Jersey. So we brought them along. And actually the bassist and violinist of Hub Hollow are the ones that will be running the bluegrass jam, Danielle Fischetti and Tim Ryan.
So, okay.
Yeah, so this is a tune off of their 2013 release, New Seed.
I'm sitting on your doorstep with a worried mind. I'm sitting on your doorstep, it's a troubled kind. There's so much left to say, boy, there's nothing left to take. Please just let me in, there's so much here at stake. Won't you let me in, see what you'll find. I need a friend, it won't ride me blind. The lights are on, I know you're home. Please let me in, I'm all alone. It's about a half past midnight, the stars are in the sky. My head's in my hands, all for wondering why. But let me hear at all, boy.
Sound. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Love the sound of just the American folk instruments, guitar and mandolin and dobro.
Yes. All the background was wonderful, but that was a very crystal clear voice, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I really enjoy the sound of her voice in particular.
Yeah.
Really sweet. And the instrumentation in the background was lovely. That's a great group. Okay. We have time for one more song before we have to go to commercial break. What are we going to play?
All right. Well, I'm just going to give you a sample of one tune because... one of the we have a duo performing called Entity. They are Daniel Johnson and Craig Ebner. Daniel Johnson, I believe they're both from Philadelphia, and Daniel Johnson is a tabla player. The tabla is an Indian instrument, essentially the most popular Indian percussion instrument. And it's a very highly regarded instrument that takes a lot of study and a lot of practice to learn. Because
what does a tabla look like?
A tabla, there are two pieces to it. You sit on the ground to play it. They're relatively compact. The one is about this big, and the other one is about this big. So
okay, and we're on the radio.
Yeah.
The radio can't hear your hands.
Oh, right. Yeah.
One's about a foot high?
About a foot high. They're both about a foot high, and one is narrow and the other is wide.
Okay, to give them two different sounds.
Yeah, one has a deeper sound and one has a higher pitch sound.
Are they like a drum?
Yeah, they're drums. You play either one with left and right hand.
Okay.
And you're able to produce 36 different tones out of them. So they have a very wide variety of tones, even though they're just two drum heads. So it has a very unique sound, and it's really the sound of India as far as percussion goes.
So is that they have all these different sounds depending on where you hit the head of the instrument or if you're hitting the side of it or whatever? I mean, how do we get that many sounds?
It's all hitting the head of the instrument, but it depends on where on the head you hit it, in the middle or on the rim.
Okay.
And also using different fingers to mute the sound while you're playing.
Yeah.
And then with the wider one, they actually use their wrist. So they hit the drum with their fingertips, and they actually manipulate the tension of the drum head with their wrist by sliding it up and down the drum head. So it's...
Isn't
you get
that
a bit of a sliding sound, and you'll hear that in the recording.
Oh, now I'm looking forward to this, because let's listen to this thing.
Yeah. So
I want to see if I can find the part that you're talking about, because that sounds really neat.
Yeah, well, you'll hear it. Daniel Johnson, he's a tabla player. Craig Ebner is a jazz guitarist who's doing a bit of a more of an Indian style of guitar playing. So it's going to be a real fusion of Indian classical music and some Indian influences with American jazz music. So we have an East-West fusion ensemble.
What a combo there. Okay.
So what I have to play here is just a clip from a 14-minute long track. And this is Daniel Johnson playing with a different guitarist, and his name I meant to memorize and I did not. So this is a sample of what it would sound like, because in addition to playing tabla, Daniel Johnson also has some additional cymbals and things like that to add different sounds to his playing.
Okay.
So this is Daniel Johnson playing tabla.
Thank you.
It was fun to be able to find that drum slide.
Yeah. Were you able to find it?
Yeah. That was really cool.
Yeah.
You don't stop to think about a drum being able to do something like that.
Yeah. So if you take the drum head of any drum, and a lot of times you'll see drummers actually use their elbow.
Okay.
And they'll slide their elbow along the drum while hitting it. That actually increases the tension of the drum head and creates a higher pitch. So, there are even drummers who, like if you have a regular drum kit that you see in a rock band, there are some drummers who are able to, by using their elbows while playing, they can play melodies on the drums using just four or five drum heads.
Never would have thought of that.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Okay. Well, that was intriguing is probably a great word to use for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it makes you just see things that you don't see before. Mm-hmm. You know, that's very interesting.
Yeah. So that was not entirely what's going to be performed because there won't be any vocals. It was Susan Green on vocals. And I believe this is from an album called The Mantra Project, so she was probably singing in Sanskrit. But the guitar and multi-percussion of Daniel Johnson and Craig Ebner will certainly be there on World Music Day.
Sounds great. Well, look, we're going to take a quick break to get some commercial time in, and we'll come back and play another song before we go.
All right, sounds good.
So here we go. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
And we're back with Ruth Ann Celebration Hour. I'm hanging out with Alan Rigoletto, and we've been talking about World Music Day and enjoying some wonderful pieces to give us a sense of what we can expect on that day. So let's get down to business and play another piece because we're running out of time here. So what do we got?
We got one more tune for you. One of the other performers that we have at the World Music Day main stage is another returning act from last year. It's Bronwyn Byrd and Justin Naughan, who are actually the co-owners of the Birdhouse Center for the Arts in Lambertville, New Jersey, where I am actually a guitar teacher.
So, okay.
Yeah, I am involved with them in many different ways. They are actually the ones that host the Bluegrass Jam that will be taking place, the particular Bluegrass Jam that will be taking place at World Music Day as well.
Okay.
So Bronwyn plays the nickel harpa, which is one of the longest
is a nickel harpa?
So a nickel harpa is a Swedish folk instrument. It's a bowed instrument that actually predates the violin by, I believe, at least 100 years. So it's nickel harpa means keyed fiddle. So instead of pressing on the strings like you would with the violin, there are actually keys that press the strings for you. So it's a really, really cool-looking instrument. And the one that Bronwyn plays, she actually built herself. So it's another level.
So the keys are like an auto harp would have, right?
Somewhat. It's they actually, you press on the side of the instrument. So whereas the auto harp, you press on the top of the strings,
yes.
It presses on the side and pushes the strings against the board.
How wild.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so interesting. Nickel harpa.
Yeah, so that's, once again, a Swedish folk instrument.
Okay. And you call that a boat instrument?
Bowed.
Bowed.
So bowed like a
bowed
violin.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I wanted to get that straight.
Yeah.
All right. It comes like a boat instrument. You play it on a boat. It looks like a boat. What is it?
No. Maybe it'll float if you
put
it in the water.
Bowed.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Been there, done that. I play a couple bowed instruments.
Oh, yeah?
I started out on the cello and went to viola.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Don't ask me to play now. It's been many years. But this sounds very interesting. So
yeah, yeah.
Along with a nickel harpa, what's in this piece?
Bronwyn's husband, Justin Naughan, plays the guitar, and they do a mix of Swedish folk music and American folk music.
Okay.
So they'll mainly be playing Swedish folk music at World Music Day because we have the American aspect filled with Hub Hollow and the Bluegrass Jam, but they're certainly welcome to play as much American music as they want because they're very good at it.
Yeah.
So I don't have any recordings of the two of them playing, but I do have a recording of a song that they will play together from Bronwyn's band back when she was in the touring band called the Blue Moose and the Unbuttoned Zippers.
So I love these band names.
Yeah, great band names all around.
Okay.
So this song is called Lady Bird Polska, and this is a composition by Bronwyn.
So cool. And the people didn't get to hear our conversation in the background while this was playing, but you were explaining to me how there's sympathetic strings under the main string that also resonate with it.
Yeah.
And that's how that sounded so much fuller bodied.
Yeah, so when you play a note, whatever string is tuned to that note will resonate with it.
I just think that's awesome. This has been really fun and educational, and I can only imagine that if you take your family to this deal, that they can't help but learn something while they're being entertained.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very educational day, but of course a very fun day.
Yes.
In addition to that.
Well, education can be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Alan, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I really enjoyed spending the hour with you, and I hope that everyone will be encouraged to consider Sunday October 1st from noon to 6 p.m. Get yourself to Deer Path Park for World Music Day and have an awesome time. I hope your day has been fabulous. I hope that your week is a celebration of a lifetime.
National media, suddenly I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation.